Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Conference championship games coming up this weekend. Ikey's going to have his Chiefs jersey on. Not jersey. Jersey.
Jersey?
Yes.
I might just put on a
medium size.
Put me a Chiefs hat on, man.
You got one?
No.
Just wear red. The red works with Andy, right?
Yeah,
it does.
Like the big Kool-Aid, man.
Yeah. Yeah, softer, gentler Andy, maybe.
No, I don't really think it does. No? Black worked more better for him.
Really? Oh, it's slimmer.
Yeah.
It's a slimming
thing.
He
went out to Kansas City and just decided he wanted to wear red all the time.
All the time. Oh, he loves it. Yeah.
You can wear black, coach.
That's it. All right, another. This is ex-teammate day for Ike. Another.
Oh, this is another fun one.
So Bobby's another guy that was drafted by Ray Rhodes and then was more or less kind of in the Andy Reid regime and had many great years with the Eagles. And Bobby Taylor joins us right now. What's up, BT?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
B, what's up, bro?
I'm chilling.
Well, man, we're sitting here. Let's get your thoughts on just the Eagles season, right? The way the season played out. Got a chance to hang out with you back in November, I believe, when you were out here for the Otho Davis dinner. And yep. The team wasn't looking. It was looking like they were struggling at that point, B, and it looked like they may not even make the postseason. But they find themselves in the postseason, even winning a playoff game. Just your thoughts on how the team sort of finished out the season.
I mean, I thought it was huge. I mean, the season is long. We all know that. And it's a lot of different emotions that you go through. And, you know, for those guys to pull it together, I mean, they suffered a lot of injuries again this year, just like they did last year. And, you know, I was actually at that game on Sunday down in New Orleans. And so to see how they jumped out 14-0 out the gate, I mean, it was like a big party. Just watching everything. But, you know, those guys don't have anything to hold their head about. I mean, they had a great season. I mean, it's hard defending. I mean, you look at what the Patriots are doing right now, what they've been doing for the last 15, 20 years. And, you know, a lot of people just think that's easy. But, I mean, that's like very, very, very hard. I mean, so, but, you know, the Birds, they had a great season. And I know that they have something to, you know, burn their fires in the offseason to come back next year even better.
Hey, BT, when you look at the secondary heading into next year, Russell Douglas, I think we were waiting for what he did the last couple of weeks was really assert himself and show that he's a good prospect. Took him a while to do it, but I was really impressed when he did it. Now, Sidney Jones, on the other hand, with the injuries and everything else, we expected more out of him. And now Craven LeBlanc has put his name in there for one of the top four corners. And Avante Maddox looked great. What would you do with the secondary heading in the 2019? How would you position those guys?
I mean, you know, I would just sit everyone down and say, hey, guys, I mean, in this offseason and the OTAs and things like that, it's really going to be a competition to see, you know, who can bounce back from some of the injuries that, you know, some of the guys suffered during the season and just roll it out like that. And I think that's a respectable way to go about it. I mean, I wouldn't make a decision right now. I mean, because I just think it's probably a little too early for that. And I'll just let those guys compete in the offseason and maybe make some decisions over the summertime.
A lot of discussion, BT, on Jim Schwartz and his style of coaching as a defensive coordinator. You and I both, I mean, hell, you before me coming in on the Ray and Emmitt's defense that had an aggressive nature to it, and we know how Jim coached his defense when he was here as legendary. But Jim Schwartz doesn't necessarily bring extra pressure. He likes to get pressure with his front four. I just want to get your thoughts from a defensive back's perspective of what it's like playing corner and having extra guys sent and it leaves you out there on the island versus rushing with just your front four and having more guys back in coverage and how that sort of plays to a cornerback's strength or either weakness? Which did you prefer?
You know, I only knew it one way. It's like, let's go out and be aggressive, and, you know, you guys are going to go out there and cover, and we're going to expect you to do a great job for us. We're going to lean on you, and that's the only way that I know it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like, you know, Coach Schwartz, but I do feel like that they probably can be a little more aggressive. I think when you have, you know, a stud like a Fletcher Cox, you know, playing on the D-line, a lot of times you probably may just sit back and think that, like, you know what? You know, this guy can just cause so much havoc. And I think you also saw that in the game on Sunday when he unfortunately mm-hmm. had his injury and went out the game. I mean, the total, the atmosphere just seemed like it was the momentum just seemed like it was sucked from the team. And I was talking to some other guys up in the stands saying, like, man, when Fletcher went out, it just seemed like everything changed.
Yep.
And I think it did. And so – But to get back to your question, I mean, I like being aggressive. I mean, I feel like, you know, the way we played, some people looked at it as being a little risky. But, I mean, I think we had way more successes than we did failures. And, you know, I would rather go out shooting all my bullets than, you know, coming back to the sideline and, you know, having a lot in the clip left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the fans' mentality too, Bobby. To where this week we had a lot of people, even though they held the Saints to 20 points, people are still ticked off at Jim Schwartz. Seth Joyner on the post game show here said that he placed the loss solely on Jim Schwartz.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, because, you know, every time you go into a game and whoever dresses out, I mean, you should expect to win, but. You know, just going into the game, I mean, we had guys that were down. Granted, guys stepped up and, you know, played well to put us in a position to be able to go on the road in Chicago and win and, you know, go down to New Orleans and really had a good chance of winning that game despite, you know, New Orleans having the ball so much. But, I mean, I wouldn't solely put it on his shoulders. I mean, I think each and everybody, you know, in that building should, you know, bear some of the blame, but I wouldn't solely put it on Jim's shoulders.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby. Big, we're talking to Bobby Taylor. Big game this weekend with your old coach, with you and I, old coach, and we've been kind of talking
Big
about
Red.
It. Yeah.
Big Red.
So, you, Bobby, you like Ike, and we had Hugh on today, and we're going to have Chad Lewis coming up. Very fond of Big Red, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what, though? It wasn't like that when they first got there because I wasn't happy about the new regime coming in. I mean, Ray and Emmitt and those guys drafted me, and when those guys got fired, of course, I felt a little responsible, and I think I probably took it out on, you know, the new coaches coming in. But, you know, quickly I learned to, you know, have a lot of love for Coach Reed and, you know, all of the other coaches that he had on his staff. And, you know, we had a great run.
What was it about Andy that you think that you bonded with him and that so many years later you'll be rooting for him on Sunday and really still fond of him?
You know what? I think it's probably a lot of things, but, you know, I think with Andy, he wasn't necessarily super strict. But he it was kind of like he was strict to a certain degree, but then he was also like a player's coach as well because, you know, he put together like a player committee where each individual position had one individual that met with him every week, and he really took into account how we were feeling, if we needed to take off the pads and different things like that. And, you know, just little things like that go a long way, especially when you're playing a long season. And I think, you know, I think the best things about Andy is the type of coaches that he has on his staff. I mean, because you look at the guys that we had Ron. I mean, Ron went to a Super Bowl and they unfortunately lost. You look at Leslie Frazier. He was the defensive coordinator in Indy when they won the championship under Dungy. You had Harbaugh. He's won a championship. And so you look at Doug now, and you look at a lot of the coaches that have been up under his tree. And I think he probably learned that from being around guys like Mike Holmgren. I was fortunate enough my last year in the league when I was in Seattle. Mike was our head coach. And so, you know, I think that that says a lot about him, because there are a lot of coaches that don't want to hire great assistant coaches, and Andy isn't one of those guys, because when you hire great assistant coaches, you know one day those guys are eventually going to be head coaches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're going to leave. Yeah, I mean, Ike has said pretty much a carbon copy of what you and Hugh said with everything. And when you look at this, Bobby, look at this this team right now that just won the Super Bowl. This looks like an Andy Reid type team, doesn't it? I mean, the offensive line, the defensive line, the just he set up an organization here when he came here that the Eagles really are still using.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that says a lot about, you know, his character and why so many former guys love him. I mean, when we were down in, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to see him when they were down in Canton for Brian's induction. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, guys just love Andy just because, I mean, he kept it real with you. But at the same time, I mean, he would come sit down with you and have lunch and just talk about all different types of things. And, you know, he's a, you know, family man. And I think that just rubbed off on our team and, you know, the closeness that we all had with one another.
All right. There he is. Bobby Taylor, great BT. BT, thanks, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, B, hold on. Look at me. I'm about, instead of me texting him, I'm going to just tell him right now. B, I'm going to be hitting you up in March, bro. I'll be in Houston.
Let's do it. I'll
be down there. I'm going to hit you up, bro.
Okay, cool. Good to see you, man. Yep. Love you. Y'all keep doing what you do.
All right,
B.
There he is, Bobby Taylor.
Bro. Yeah, man. Never been to Houston either.
I don't know what you're missing. I'm not sure.
Well, my best friend lives out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, a guy I went to school with, Michigan State, you know, everything, and he lives out in Houston. So I'm like, dude, when you coming out to, you know, holler at me? I'm like, it's Houston.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big city, but it's not by the water. It's not.
Right. I don't know. Listen, he gets 2 days, man.
That's it?
It's Friday to Sunday, and I'm back.
In and out? Well, you can see BT now.
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
It's going to be a power to 48 hours. You already know how I do it.
Boy.
You know how I do it.
Oh, you will be. You,
in and out, baby.
In and out.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.